USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The search is on for a suspect in a school shooting in North Carolina.
What we do know is that the victim was a student.
Forsyth County Sheriff Bobby Kimbrough saying the search for the suspect is active and ongoing in Winston-Salem. The local superintendent saying many surrounding schools are on lockdown as a result of what happened at Mount Tabor High School. The students are already being bused to another location for pickups. President Biden stressed the need for changing the perception of the Taliban's progress in Afghanistan, whether it's true or not, during a phone call with the former Afghan president less than 4 weeks before Kabul collapsed. That's according to a new report. According to a transcript of the July 23rd call, the president didn't anticipate the Taliban's rapid advance across Afghanistan. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The 10 is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Shekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
House Republicans are demanding answers about the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan.
We must find out exactly how many Americans President Biden left behind. We must find out how much military equipment President Biden left to the Taliban.
During a House hearing on the defense budget, Alabama Republican Mike Rogers calling the withdrawal of the remaining U.S. troops disastrous. He accused President Biden of overseeing a huge blunder. Mississippi's governor says Hurricane Ida brought significant damage throughout the state.
It's less in terms of severity on any one specific point, much more about the size and the scope of the storm.
Currently, Republican Governor Tate Reeves says around 37,000 households are without power statewide, which he says is down from 136,000 at the peak of the storm. Meantime, the New Orleans Saints announced they will play their season opener in Florida due to power outages throughout New Orleans. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Currently, 2,000 Afghan refugees are being held at Fort McCoy Army Installation in central Wisconsin. Republican Congressman from Wisconsin, Tom Tiffany, is sounding the alarm over insufficient security on the Wisconsin military base that currently is housing those refugees. Tiffany going and touring the base, telling Fox News.
So we've seen a debacle in Afghanistan, and it appears the Biden administration is going to double down on it by bringing people who are unvetted into our country. I was at Fort McCoy in southwestern Wisconsin last Friday, where there were 2,000 evacuees from Afghanistan. And what we found out is none of them were there on a special immigration visa. They were all there on parole. And for our listeners, the special immigration visa is a thorough vetting process that can take up to 2 years to find out if a person should be coming to the United States. The parole authority is granted to the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, and he could just wave people in. They have circumvented, the Biden administration has circumvented the SIV process, and they're just bringing people in on parole. Second thing that we saw, Tucker, was that people could leave the base, including without the authority of the general that is overseeing Fort McCoy.
A new report says air pollution takes 2 years off the average person's life. Their findings were based off the creation of Air and Life Quality Index. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.